Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. Happy birthday to our guy, Tyler Milner. He is turned 35 in the building.
Thank you, thank you.
There old you ass, you're on the backside of 30.
That's right. It's still
on
mid.
Backside.
It's still mid.
The mid.
36 no, is backside,
no.
I believe.
When it struck midnight, he's on that old backside.
It's mid. Mid. He gets 1 year mid.
Mm-mm. He's yep. On the backside. There ain't no mid.
Yes, there is. Just mm-mm. Like when I turned 45.
He got 30. Mid. He got the first day when he turned 30.
I don't turn 35 technically until 6:26 p.m.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Well, at 6:25.
Well, then I'm going to stop saying happy birthday to your ass then.
Battling Clint's narrative, man, like CJ with Pat yesterday. You know?
Yeah,
I know.
I know. It's just 35.
You're just on the backside of 30.
No, it's mid. Mid-30s right there for
who
1 year.
Who sings that song? On the backside.
I can tell you right now, I ain't got it.
I don't have it.
Back on my home.
Give me 6 years. Give me 35 years. I don't have it. I'm sure somebody on the text line, YouTube, and Twitch will pick it up.
It's old school country.
By the way, also, Tyler shares a birthday with Clint's youngest. She turns 2 today. So a big day in the Sterner household.
Laney James. She's 2.
She's 2. So
she's easy to love, y'all. She's easy to love. Boy, I tell you what, sweetheart. Loves to eat, smile, laugh. Just a matter of time before she's kicking ass.
There you go. Think she's going to be an ass kicker?
Ain't no doubt.
She's going to be more of the ass kicker of the two?
Yes. Her big sister's got a rude awakening coming.
She's winning all the battles right now.
She's about 2 pounds from her right now and built different. She hits a little harder.
Really?
She pushes a little harder.
She's 2 pounds from? Really?
She was 3 pounds from her 6 months ago down there. So, yeah, she's.
Might have caught her.
Yeah, she got.
Somebody said John Connolly.
There it is. I believe that is right.
Two different texts coming
on
in.
On the backside.
Three different texts. There he goes, John.
That is correct.
Back on my own.
Thanks, Adam. All right. So a lot to get to. By the way, also me listening in the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets, front row on the bullpen. Listen, I was listening to you earlier as you were doing a little tape drop, and you're right. I think I personally need to give the offensive line a shout out. Man, I got it. They have. I still will tell you I do not love Titus Howard playing out of position and playing guard.
It's not pretty.
But we've asked for this group, can you just be average? Damn it, can you just be average? And they've played the most important games of their season the last 2 or 3 weeks. They're on a 4-game streak, but that the last 2 weeks in particular, Buffalo, Indy, those are going to be really tough and tight games. And to be honest, with the Chiefs and their pass rush this year, I think that the Texans should be able to play in a similar vein that they've played the last 2 weeks as well. But they have gone out and they've looked above average. Right? At times, they've looked above average. There are even the sacks you feel like, I don't know, I could put that on them. Right. There was one. Ed Ingram got his ass kicked by that Wormley or Worley guy. He just hit him with a swim move and just left Ed. And that was one of the sacks. That was on Ed. But for the most part, and it's weird too, Clint, because when you look at the numbers that you would attach to the offensive line, there were still multiple sacks. They didn't really run the ball great. But still with my eyes, I felt like they played well. Like just the visual watching them look like they played well. So I give a shout out to Cole Popovich, to Nick Cayley, to all the five that they've started to roll with. It took them a minute, but they found a group, at least right now, what they have shown the last few weeks, that they can win with, and they've played much, much better. And that's a team that does a lot of stunts and plays a lot of games up front, and that was just hell. Anybody did that to the Texans last year, and really early too, would give them problems. And the best compliment is I never, ever watched that game and thought, man, the Texans' offensive line is giving them problems.
Yeah. Here's what I think is different today about the Houston Texans' offensive line based on the film. There is a real desire to display physicality in how you play offensive line. Like, it's not just the coach saying it. It's not just D'Amico wanting it. And I'm not saying they're the most physical group in the game. What I'm telling you is the guys up there, Jake Andrews, Ed Ingram, Trent Brown, I think Ursary's even got a little bit of that in him. Titus is a fish out of water, but he's getting the job done. But there is an effort, a want to play the position with a certain level of physicality, and it's not just talk any longer. And there is a willingness and an effort to finish, right? These guys, they still play at times with rough technique and mechanics, to steal a phrase from D'Amico and Nick. The mechanics and technique aren't always there. So they'll get turned sideways from time to time, or they'll get in chase mode, or they maybe not get squared up on somebody in a run game. But because they're willing to get a piece of a defender and hang on for dear life and run their feet, then the ball carrier, whether it's Nick Chubb or Woody Marks or the quarterback C.J. Stroud, is able to navigate the pocket or avoid that particular defender in the scheme that the defense is running. That's the difference in this offensive line. What we saw previously was coaches talking about wanting to be physical and talking about finishing and talk about communicating, but none of that was getting accomplished.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Oh, speaking of, what's the breaking news you got from the Texans?
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of the offensive line here in Houston, the Texans have just announced they have waived guard Laken Tomlinson. He is no longer with the squad.
Well, that's not a surprise. I was wondering if they were going to do that. He had just completely fallen out of favor. He was starting early, rotating early, and then they put 62 in there for him, and then it was all she wrote. We never saw him again, and Laken Tomlinson, just seeing a release from the Texans, Laken Tomlinson waived. And this is interesting. A lot of people have been texting in about the Steelers releasing Darius Slay, the corner who played with the Eagles and won a championship last year, the veteran corner. He's been released. They picked up Adam Thielen, the receiver, as well, but they released Darius Slay. Don't know what move the Texans are going to make to add to their roster, but this is the second guy in the last couple of weeks that we thought was going to be a contributor to the offense. Damian Pierce they released, and now they've done it with Laken Tomlinson. And we're just talking about the offensive line.
Yeah, look, a couple things. I don't think it changes the conversation we just had, obviously, because he was below Juice Scruggs, and Juice Scruggs is in a rough spot. So
Patterson.
Yeah, I mean, there's several guard options available, so this shouldn't surprise anybody. So, I mean, I immediately go from not a big deal in terms of the Texans' product right now, but, boy, what another shot in the tail end of Nick Caserio's offseason acquisitions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, right. Boy, you got Cam Robinson, Lake and Tomlinson. Those two cats right there were the two biggest O-line adds that you had. That's a rough one to stomach when you I guess him not playing was bad enough, but now that he ain't even playing well enough to stay on a damn squad.
But you wonder if that, like, what is that? That's something to keep an eye open on what they do to fill that roster.
Well, it clears a spot, yeah. Yeah. And I would argue that any veteran secondary player that has versatility in their game, whether it's outside corner, inside corner, safety, nickel defender, whatever it may be, I would say that there's a real possibility that they would bring him in.
Now, especially how he spoke about the safety.
Miles Bryant?
No, Ward, Jimmy Ward.
Oh, Jimmy Ward,
He said when he was asked about Jimmy Ward, he just flat said no update on Jimmy Ward. That started to sound like...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Like, mix it.
Yeah, he's starting to get on the outs a little bit right now.
Yeah, it's starting to sound like he's not rolling. But yeah, and they just had another injury in that defensive back room as well. With Reed going out. So, yeah, that could be something to watch, they're making a move to add somebody else to this roster.
Well, you're just one injury away and you're cover defenders from having to all of a sudden start moving folks around again. If God forbid you lose an outside corner, you're in a tough spot, even though Tremont Smith has been really good this year when he's had to play. I do think that there's a chance that a Darius Slade type of move could be made when these guys randomly come available. I mean, I don't know enough about Darius Slade of like, is he a guy that I think D'Amico's got a you know, there's a willingness to take a swing at a player like that if he knows that it's his kind of dude. Does he have versatility and can he play multiple positions? And does he have the right personality, and is he a great fit? There's not a big enough need right now for him to go, hey, Dez King, let's bring you back, and all of a sudden you can play and get actual run. Like, I don't think there's a dire enough situation in the secondary to do that, but there's damn sure a situation where I think D'Amico Ryans, if he sees where he can add a veteran that's versatile, that can play multiple positions and add some depth at the very least to this defense, because it's clear – if they're going to win playoff games, it's going to be because of the defense. And so you might as well load up. Yeah, you might as well load up.
Now, I will say, you know, that Pittsburgh defense wasn't playing great. And I don't know them releasing Darius Slade being released from that defense. I don't know how much that screams and says, boy, you better jump on it and go get it. Because, like, obviously the Texans, I don't think they need another corner, right? Maybe they could get some help in the secondary, but I mean, I wouldn't look at it and say, boy, they are in desperate need to bring in somebody, Clint, that isn't the right fit, that isn't, and that can't really fill and play the position that you need. Tyler just said in my ear, they've got two all open roster spots right now.
Texans do?
Yeah, to fill.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I don't. It wouldn't shock me one bit if a Darius Slay like player would, because if you've got to win with great defense, it's no longer about, boy, I got a desperate need. I need a starter. Now it becomes about, okay, how can I buy some insurance? We got a month left in the season in the playoffs. Looks like we got a shot to get in. How can I buy me some insurance? And where do I need insurance? And the secondary right now. The secondary is definitely where you're thin.
Yep.
I mean, the only saving grace right now, the only reason I'm not saying absolutely go after is because Tremont Smith has played well this year. And I don't know if that's because our defensive front is so damn good and D'Amico's been so good, or if he's actually played that well. So, loading up on defense, it wouldn't shock me one bit if they didn't feel the need to do more of it with a month left in the season.
Yeah, news there from the Steelers. Steelers and quarterback Darius Slay have a mutual agreement to part ways.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.